Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wanderlyn Stokes, right here, News and Talk, 1380 WAOK. We are so glad to have with us, sharing with us today, Mr. Lamar Tyler, founder of Traffic Sales and Profit. Welcome to On Point with Wanderlyn Stokes. How are you today, Mr. Tyler?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
We're so glad to have you with us today. And as we're talking about this coronavirus, so many businesses, so many entrepreneurs are impacted and affected in various ways. But first of all, I want you to talk to us about your journey into business and how did that begin and how did it evolve?
Sure. I've been a serial entrepreneur over the years, right? I've had many different businesses, but the crux of what I do now is around not just entrepreneurship, but online entrepreneurship. My wife and I founded a blog 12 years ago, believe it or not, called BlackAndMarriedWithKids.com to promote, support, you know, enrich marriage in the African-American community. And from there, we started creating our own products. We did 7 documentary films, e-books, audio books. We do screenings and events around the country and learn how to sell, market, and promote online. And as an extension of that, people kept coming to us and saying, Ronnie and Lamar, we want you guys to show us how to do what you've done. So over the last 5 or 6 years, we've created a brand called Traffic Sales and Profit, where we teach specifically African-American entrepreneurs, because we want to increase the amount of entrepreneurs in our communities, how to drive more traffic, how to convert more sales and grow the amount of profit in their businesses by leveraging things like social media, paid traffic, online advertising, and just being able to get more people to what you actually do, get more people to know, like, and trust you by leveraging the internet, and then being able to hold on to those people to build a profitable, sustainable business.
Yeah, because initially a lot of people were, you know, posting and putting things up and blogging on social media, but then how to monetize that, they had to start learning how to monetize it. And so that's what you've done. Over the past few years, have you seen such an increase in entrepreneurs being able to do it in that social media space?
Oh, definitely so. And across so many different types of industries as well. I think oftentimes we just think about companies like Amazon or that I have some type of widget and I'm selling that online. But we've had, a therapist, right, that was booked all day with clients that made great money doing that, but realizing that, hey, I'm trading dollars for hours. Like, if I can't see people, I don't get paid. So we helped him create and generate online courses and then be able to use those courses to actually be able to scale and expand beyond that. Medical doctors that have information, people with a lash shop that does eyelashes, and then trying to figure out, okay, can I create some type of eyelash subscription service that I can kind of sell online and through the internet? So definitely so many opportunities. And we see in weeks like this week, weeks like last week, how important it is now that we have an online economy, because we never would have thought there may have been a day when we couldn't go to the store.
Right.
We couldn't just walk in and pick something up. So now we're really seeing, like, again, it's not just convenience, but it may be actually vital for us as individuals, consumers, and business owners to have the opportunity to sell and purchase online.
That's very good, because a lot of people may be wondering at home, because there are a lot of people who are not making any money, who don't have any income. So what do you say to those who've been, you know, working out there in the workforce, but now they're laid off, now they are at home and trying to figure out, how am I going to generate some sales, some money at home? Just give us an overview of what you think people should do.
Yeah, you know, what I say is make the most of this time that you have right now.
Yeah.
Because I think it's easy to kind of sit home. It's easy to you know, feel down, and it's easy to just, you know, binge on Netflix and all the different series and things going on, or to watch the news all day and just worry yourself to death watching the news. But what I would say is use this time to leverage to build the business that you've always wanted to build, or if you had that side hustle. So many people have a side hustle they do outside of their 9-to-5.
Right.
Use this time to leverage to build that side hustle so that it can be your main hustle. And that book that you've always wanted to write, now is the time to write that book. The film you wanted to create, now is the time. And also, now is the time just to get information and resources that you may not have had time to do before. We have a free group on Facebook called Traffic, Sales, and Profit with Lamar Tyler, right? In that group, we're always doing trainings and resources, and we're bringing in experts to talk about different things. We're vastly increasing the amount of content that we're producing right now because there are so many people home in that situation. But the number one thing I would say, just make sure you make the most of this time you have while you have it, because once things turn around, and they will turn around, you know, we will get back to normal, or even if there's a new normal, there will be a normal, you know, in the near future at some point.
Yeah.
You know, when you're back at work, you're going to be saying, ooh, I wish I'd used that time that I had.
Exactly, exactly. Because sometimes we're always wondering, well, oh, wow, I wish I had some days off. And now exactly. You may have the days off, and so take advantage of that time. Our nation is in the beginning, you know, in these stages of battling this global coronavirus pandemic. And what we have quickly found is that it is not just a threat to our health, but to our economy as well. As a business expert, what can you tell us about how this virus is impacting our small business owners and entrepreneurs?
It's definitely having a dramatic effect on business owners. And this is the thing. A lot of business owners may think about, I need to create a contingency plan for things don't go right, or if we get it. They've been talking about a recession may come for a long time. So it's been in people's minds. I think what caught a lot of people off guard is how fast some of these industries have stopped, almost overnight.
Yeah, yeah.
Where literally, like, within the course of 48 hours, we went from regular travel to no one traveling. We went from, you know, hey, if you had cruises lined up to, like, pretty much, some people still cruise, but pretty much everyone went for cruise, shut it down, or some of the actual cruise lines themselves shut down.
Right.
We do a lot of events, right? We do two big conferences a year right here in Atlanta, and the hotel that we use, they had a conference this week with 400 people that canceled. And pretty much, and now the, you know, states are coming out and saying you can't do events of more than 10 people. So what happened if you had an event planned that had 100 people, 200 people? Well, I have colleagues where their conference or event is the main thing their business does, and they've been waiting all year to get here.
All year, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, just so many levels of business, so many people are being affected. And as we go kind of week to week, it'll spread out and impact more people. So I think for the business owners that you know, give them a call, check in on them, give them a hug. Well, I guess you can't hug them, right? Maybe not give them a hug, but check in on them and make sure they're okay. And for the business owners listening, what I would say to you is to be diligent in this time, is to not lose faith or lose hope, right? Check out what resources are available for you. The Small Business Administration just made it possible so that small business owners will have easier access to funds. They just did that really for the last few hours, last few days. So there are resources and opportunities. And then also, if I can just say, make sure that you not only serve, because you want to serve people in a time like now, but make sure you serve and you sell. Because if you're not selling, your business may not be here within the next few weeks, the next few months.
Oh, that's good. Serve and sell. Stick around, because I'm going to ask Lamar Tyler, how important is it to do some planning and strategizing even now for the next two quarters, upcoming quarters? And also, if you have a question, join the conversation, 404-892-2703. If you're a business owner and you're an entrepreneur, you have some questions for our guests, now is the time. It's On Point with Wandle and Stokes, right here, News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wandle and Stokes, right here, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. We're speaking with Lamar Tyler, founder of Traffic, Sales, and Profit. He's talking about the impact of the coronavirus on entrepreneurs and small business owners. Would you say, Lamar, that in this time it's important for business owners to plan and strategize for the upcoming quarters?
Oh, definitely so. And I think this will serve as a great reminder as well, because, you know, people think about things a lot while they're in it, but hopefully once we get past this, they remember these times and remember that they should have been planning before now. you know, one of the exercises that my wife and I do every quarter is we do a SWOT analysis, right? We go over our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, what could be the potential threats to a business. And while when we talked about threats, the coronavirus never came up as a potential threat or a pandemic. But what did is a potential recession. What did is, us losing a good percentage of our staff, things like this. So
right.
While we weren't specifically prepared for this one thing, we've had contingency plans and things in place that are able to help us. So if you haven't had that up to this point, when you come out of here, you definitely should. And what I also want to make sure people are cognizant of is the fact that not only are there threats and weaknesses that you're seeing in your business right now, but there are opportunities in all of this.
Right, right. Okay.
And we want to make sure that businesses are not only looking at the downside of it, but what can I do to get more market share, to get more customers, to help more people right now, so that when this is done, my business can actually be in a better position than it is right now.
What are some of the tips that you can share on how small business owners and entrepreneurs can best leverage this crisis and work around it to find solutions that will keep them afloat?
You know, what I would say on the, it's two fronts. On the opportunity front, I would say look to be a leader in your space and to your customers as well, because I think right now people are looking for calming voices and they're looking for information, solid information, and they're looking for help and support. So how can you be a leader in your space, in your niche, in whatever it is that you do? Can you maybe shift production? If a certain thing that you make and there's a need for other things to be made, like we've been talking to some different beauty brands and people that manufacture skin products and things like that, can they make a shift and maybe manufacture hand sanitizer instead, since it's a need and none of us can find it when we go to the stores?
Right. Okay.
Can we find out what our customers really need? Just asking them, maybe surveying and connecting with them. What are the things that our customers need the most right now? And is it a way for us to actually fulfill that and kind of, you know, give them what they need? And if you haven't been online, if you haven't really stepped enough into the e-commerce space of being able to sell or provide resource solutions online, now is the time, because you may not have another actual option.
I want you to go back and talk a little bit more about what you were saying about the Small Business Association and the opportunities and the resources that are available to businesses.
Sure. Well, the SBA actually just came out with approval for these disaster recovery loans. And these are the kind of disaster recovery loans that they may have when some type of natural disaster or catastrophe hits. But they've actually just begun to approve these for the actual COVID-19, for the coronavirus. So for more information, any listeners, they would just go to SBA.gov, like Small Business Administration, SBA.gov/disaster. And what these are is they are loans that could be up to $2 million. They have a very low interest rate, only 3.75% for a for-profit business. If you have a nonprofit, they can give you a 2.75% interest rate. And like I said, it's for you, helping you out with things like fixed debt, payroll, accounts payables, not so much to replace your revenue, but to help you keep making payments as you go along the way. And what the government is going to be very focused on, and communities and states are very focused on, is how can they help you keep the employees you have, if you have employees.
Right. And so even with entrepreneurs that may have a small staff that they're working from a home office, will this be able to, this disaster recovery loan be able to help those that are working at home?
Definitely so. But
okay.
What I would advise is that you jump on it now. Right?
Okay.
And I think a lot of times what people tend to do is wait until they need things the most, and by then it's too late. So even if you don't need it all the way, I would recommend, like I say, go to SBA.gov/disaster. You know, read up on the information. Your state does need to be listed, and your state needs to reach out. But if, you know, your state hasn't reached out, you can reach out to, you know, your local politicians, local government, and say, hey, we need this kind of relief here in our state. But, you know, that is one of the ways you can kind of go look for resources. And there are other local communities and groups. Facebook has started an actual fund where they said, I think it's, you know, a few hundred thousand dollars they put together. Even in our community of Traffic, Sales, and Profit, you know, we've created a 7-point TSP stimulus package. And one of those points in that package is beginning April 1st. We're going to do give a $1,000 small business grant to a different business every week. So there are people out here trying to help you. You just have to be diligent about finding the actual resources.
Okay. And what's that Facebook information you were saying that a lot of business owners go to?
Sure. If you go to just like the Facebook page, or if you do a search on Facebook and, you know, Entrepreneurship Fund or Facebook Coronavirus Fund, you'll find the actual information. And they just released it. Right now it's just an information page up, because it is very new, so they haven't actually started awarding grants to any businesses yet. But you can sign up for the information so that when they do, you'll be the first to know about it and you can get in line for potentially a chance to submit for that.
This is so good, Lamar. You know, we heard on Monday during the press conference that the virus may not let up until even August. What can business owners and entrepreneurs do now to be proactive with dealing with the risk and identifying the threats and weaknesses that could affect them the most?
Oh, that is a great question. You know, here's what I would do. I would say you need to be diligent on viewing your cash flow and watching over your cash flow.
Okay.
You know, we talk so much as personal in our personal finance about living paycheck to paycheck. There are a lot of companies that live payroll to payroll. So we have to be
diligent.
That's true.
That's true.
So here's a few things you can do. Number one, look at the price of what you're actually selling your goods or services at. And if those prices or your costs increase or it becomes more expensive for you to deliver that, you may need to actually increase your price, not to gouge or take advantage of anyone, but just to stay in business. You know, you can look at your volume. Can I focus on selling more of what I actually sell at the same price I already do? Something else, look at your expenses. What's my cost of goods sold, right? The raw materials I need to deliver my product or service, can I negotiate to get a lower fee on those, or can I just actually just lower or reduce my actual cost, right, my operating cost? Every piece of software that you use now, you never can just buy it up front like you could 10, 15 years ago, right? Everything is month to month to month. Can I get off of some of these monthly services or bills or things that I don't actually use? Taking a close look at that. And then here are two real good ones, or three real good ones. Look at your accounts receivable, the people that owe you money.
Okay.
And don't get that money now. Do not wait until later, because later on the money may not be there. Go get your money now. And for accounts payable, people that you have to actually pay, see if you can negotiate or talk with them so that you don't have to pay it now. You can extend that out a little bit further, right? Oh. And then my last thing is, if you have inventory, look to see, are there flash sales? Are there promotions? Can you do something to actually liquidate inventory so you can bring more cash in-house?
Oh, that's very good. That's very good. I want you to talk about, and we'll talk about that very shortly, there is a seven-point stimulus package that you have announced that it's an initiative that will really actually help business owners and other entrepreneurs who are trying to really do some things to make and generate more profit. You said earlier, serve and also sell. Be able to serve community, meet those needs, but also sell and generate profit. And that's what we want to do, because we want to keep people alive and well, business owners and entrepreneurs, and want them to think I oftentimes say, not outside of the box, just remove the box and just do some critical thinking and just be broaden your mindset as to how you can generate more cash flow, more money, and reduce your expenses. So we're going to talk to you about that coming up very shortly. Stick around. It's more to come. It's On Point with Wandel and Stokes. Right here, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Join the conversation. It's 404-892-2703. I'm Wandel and Stokes, your friend and sister girl.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Live well, win well. It's On Point with Wandel and Stokes, your friend and sister girl. Stay connected to WAOK from anywhere you go. Even if you have to stay at home, you can listen to us. Download the radio.com app and get your weekday started at 7 a.m. with Rashad Richie Morning Show, the realest man in radio. And then at 10 a.m., it's me. Join me, On Point Wandel and Stokes. You can live well and win well. And then at 1 p.m., Reverend Al Sharpton, he keeps it real and live. And then at 4 p.m., Derek Bozeman brings you Too Much Truth. Download the radio.com app and don't miss a thing right here on 1380 WAOK. Lamar Tyler, you have mentioned before that, and I quote one of the things that I see here, that you're saying that the only way that we're going to survive this thing is if we lean in together. And as founder of Traffic, Sales, and Profit, as you talk to small business owners and entrepreneurs, there are different things that you're doing to just really help us lean in together. And one of the things that you have shared is you've got a seven-point stimulus package. What is that all about?
Sure. Well, we run an online community. It's a free Facebook group, right? Anyone can come and join Traffic, Sales, and Profit with Lamar Tyler on Facebook. And inside of that community, right, we've got almost 12,000 driven entrepreneurs where we're always sharing information and insights on how they can kind of help and support each other to build economic stability through entrepreneurship. So as all this hit, what we sat down and looked at, my wife Ronnie and I, is how can we better equip and serve our own community? Because like I said, we have to keep the business running, but we also want to serve and help people in their time in need. And what we came up with is our own 7-point TSP stimulus package, regardless and outside of whatever the government or other people may do. And what that looked like to us is we said, what do people need the most? So the first thing we did is we've been doing daily updates just on the actual coronavirus with Dr. Joffrey Mount Varner and having him come into the group every day and just answer people's questions, because a lot of people have a lot of questions and they don't have anyone to turn to actually get answers from. We're doing free business resources, videos, guides, checklists, how to build an email list, how to leverage social media, you know, how to get started with online advertising and take advantage of it. You know, so a lot of skills that people need in order to build these businesses or build more of a business online, we've been giving away for free. Then we've increased the amount of weekly business trainings that we've been doing in the group for free. We're also adding weekly life trainings, because I'm sure people listening know that not only do you need to build your business in this time, but you got to feed your family. So
right.
How can we make one meal stretch to 4, 5, or 6, right? That was a talent that a lot of our generations before us had easily, but we've gotten a little complacent lately.
Well, you know what, Lamar? We knew how to stretch chicken.
Yes.
Chicken salad, chicken soup, you know, fried chicken, baked chicken, barbecue chicken, chicken stew. We knew how to stretch it. But you're right. A lot of those ways that we learned from our ancestors and traditions and family members, we're having to kind of go back to that.
We totally do. And that's why we said, okay, we'll have, you know, one of our clients is a personal chef for a bunch of professional athletes. She's coming to talk about, like I said, how you can stretch those meals. Or
right.
If you're going to the grocery store, what's the core staples you can get from the grocery store and make a bunch of different meals from that one thing? You know what I mean?
Right, that's right.
We got homeschool parents coming to talk about, okay, what are you doing with these kids now that they're home, right? How can you help kind of educate them and nurture them so that they don't fall off in their education? So just a lot of life training as well. But then the things we're most excited about is that on Saturday, March 28th, we're doing an online quick cash summit where I'm bringing some top online entrepreneurs to actually talk about ways that individuals can create not just cash but quick cash that they may not have known they needed, right, by leveraging the Internet and selling and marketing online. So we'll offer that for free, right, for everybody in the group. And then starting the week of April 1st, every week we'll begin to issue grocery store gift cards, because a lot of people are going to be giving away, hey, here's an e-book, here's an audio, here's something you can listen to, but people need to literally eat. So beginning that first week of April, we'll be giving away grocery store gift cards, and every week we'll award one $1,000 small business grant from the first week of April all the way through late June when our actual conference starts. So we're excited to equip people not just with knowledge, but with the physical resources they need as well, as we help them not only sustain their businesses, but their families too.
Well, and that's very good that in different ways you're touching people and touching business owners and entrepreneurs with their business and even just with life as well. What advice would you give a small business and entrepreneur who may not be in your network but feel they will lose it all during this crisis?
Like I said, I would definitely just try to take a deep breath and calm down, right? Because you can't do anything if you're frantic, if you're worried, if you're very anxious and anxiety kind of takes you over. So take a deep breath, calm down, and then really look at the landscape and what's happening. Also, what I would say is make sure you're communicating. You need to communicate more now than ever, right, with your team, if you have a team, with your actual vendors, right, people that you may need to pay. Don't just go ghost and they don't know where you are, what you're doing. Talk to them and they'll understand what's going on, hopefully. But then also, the people in your supply chain, maybe you have a product or service that you do and you have to buy products from someone else, right, or you have to lend on somebody else's services, contact them to find out how that business is going, because it may not even be your business that's directly impacted, but it could be someone else further upstream, up the line, that doesn't create the jars that you need to actually package and sell your skin products, for example, right? So you want to kind of just make sure you over-communicate. Also want to make sure that you adapt to new procedures, like I said, which may be the new normal. So as things kind of evolve and change and you're communicating these things with your team, your vendors and everyone, what new procedures need to go into place that you can do? And then, like I said, just don't give up hope. Like, don't give up. There are people that are rooting for you. Your customers want to see you win. The country needs you to win, right? The bulk of people that are employed in this country are employed by small businesses. So there will be things that are in place to help small business owners out. You just need to last through this period.
That's
good. And once you do, you'll be stronger once you come out of it.
Well, is this a good time for businesses to actually start a new business? Is this a good time for entrepreneurs to create something new?
Yeah, it definitely will be. Whenever there is crisis, there's a transfer of wealth and there's opportunity. So like I said, don't just think about everything that's going wrong and everything you may hear about in the media. Begin to put your thinking cap on and think about what opportunities does this actually create. Like, what do people need the most of right now, right? Like I mentioned a second ago, we have friends and clients that homeschool or in the homeschool space or children's education. There are a lot of children right now where their parents aren't used to actually educating their own children. That's an opportunity. You know, like so just think about what are the things that people need? What are the problems that people have? And what's the product or service that I can create to help overcome or solve that problem or challenge?
And that's thinking, you know, more broadly, thinking more critically and thinking as ways that I can generate and help. Because when you meet a need, then you're actually able to serve a community and a consumer base. A lot of times people think about just having passion for what they do, but it's about serving and making those sales, like you said earlier.
Definitely so. And if I could say real quickly, so many people focus on passion, like you said, and passion is great. And then sometimes people tie into purpose, and they say, all right, I got passion, I got purpose. But I don't want you to forget the third P. It's passion, purpose, and profit. We need all three at all times in order to have a sustainable, successful business. You have everything you need and access to resources. Like I said, access to capital will be coming down the line. Just stay in the race, look for new opportunities, and look for the help. But communities like our traffic, sales, and profit can actually provide for you.
You think sometimes people are afraid or don't know how to ask for money, how to put a sale to the consumer base, how to put a price to it?
Oh, definitely so. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times people are afraid of sales because they feel like they're being sleazy or slime balls. And even in this moment right here, I've seen conversations online where people say, well, should I be selling my products right now? I don't know if it's correct to sell, but what we've been telling them is that if you don't sell, you won't be here a few weeks or a few months from now. And like I said, again, not only are you selling, but when you sell and your product or service helps fill a need, you are serving at the same time. Like, people literally need products right now. People literally need mental health services. They need counseling. They need therapy. They need, like I said, physical goods. We need toilet paper. We need bottled water, right? So we need you to keep doing what it is that you've been doing so people can have a piece of their normal lives and get what they need at the same time.
Okay, what is your Facebook page, and how can people connect with you?
Sure. Again, the Facebook page is Traffic, Sales, and Profit with Lamar Tyler. And then also the easiest way to find that or just get more information on me to connect with me is my website, Traffic, Sales, and Profit, and that's A&D, TrafficSalesAndProfit.com. And up in the menu, there's another link to the Facebook group as well. The Facebook group is totally free. Like I said, we have a ton of resources that we're firing up this week just to help business owners overcome this issue.
I appreciate you for making such a difference in the community and helping these entrepreneurs and business owners to really stay afloat and to look at the opportunities, not just the threats, not just the strengths and the weaknesses, but look at the opportunities as well. Thank you so much, Lamar. And we'll stay connected and stay in touch with you. All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you. Traffic, Sales, and Profit. That's the website, www.trafficsalesandprofit.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.